This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley, back now from the Netherlands. And ahead of the week's main Minute Cast on Monday evening, here's just a very short catch-up of the news from last weekend in J1, which I was unfortunately unable to upload while I was away. Well, the main story of match day 26 was the third top versus second battle in just over a month, as Gamba Osaka held on to their position at the summit of J1, with a 1-1 draw away to Yokohama F. Marinos. Despite a period of early Gamba domination that saw Lee Kun-ho hit the post and have a goal chalked off by the linesman's flag, it was the hosts who opened the scoring in spectacular fashion on 20 minutes. Shingo Hyodo meeting the ball on the bounce to smash past Yosuke Fujigaya from just outside the area. But Marinos were unable to hold on to their advantage in the second half, as an unmarked Rafinha headed home from Hiroki Fujiharu's cross to level the scores just before the hour mark. Gamba almost won the game late on, but Afonso hit the woodwork, and Lee saw his header brilliantly saved by Hiroki Ikura. Kashiwa Reysol took advantage to move up to second, a point behind Gamba, with a 4-0 romp away to Vissel Kobe. Yokohama remained 3 points off the pace, but down to third, with Nagoya Grampus a further point back in fourth after their 1-1 draw at Kashima Antlers. The full list of results from J1 Match Day 26 was as follows. Shimizu S-Pulse 1, Urawa Reds 0. Vanforé Corfu 2, Avispa Fukuoka 1. Vegata Sendai 2, Alborex Niigata 0. Montedeo Yamagata 0, Kawasaki Frontale 1. Vissel Kobe 0, Kashiwa Reysol 4, Sanfrecce Hiroshima 3, Jubilo Iwata 1, Yokohama F. Marinos 1, Gamba Osaka 1, Kashima Antlers 1, Nagoya Grampus 1, and Omiya Adija 0, Cerezo Osaka 0. Join me again later on Monday evening to find out how things have changed around again this weekend.